I have a light nose injury. I mean, it's my nose is a normal weight, but the injury, you get it. I have a light nose injury. Let me explain.
Your daily Lex.
So, as I've discussed many times on the show, Lauren and I alternate who gets up early with the kids on weekdays, and it's annoying. Because the person who allegedly can sleep in has to contend with a few things. One, there's a lot of noise in the house from kids getting ready and making breakfasts and potentially prepping lunch and all that. You can open the microwave before it beeps, but you can't stop the toaster before it beeps. Even if you turn it off, it keeps beeping. It's very annoying. The wire cutter's toaster recommendation is terrible. I should have asked John Syracuse, but I didn't. And so there's that. And then there's also the light. You got to let the cats out, meaning you have to open the door to our room. If you don't leave the door open to our room when you leave to go tend to the kids in the morning, the cats will get very angry that they're trapped inside. So you got to leave the door a little bit open. And when you do that, at a certain time of the year, namely this time of year, sun shines right in this giant window that's in our front hallway and perfectly beams into my bedroom. And I like it to be dark. We have beautiful blackout curtains in our bedroom. And they help a ton. So last night when I was getting ready for bed, I knew I was going to use white noise to try to drown out some of the morning noise. And I was also thinking, man, I wish I had an eye mask. And I had an eye mask that I had found a couple days ago for this same purpose, except it was so old that when I like tried to put it onto my head, the elastic around it just disintegrated. Like it was that old. And Lauren and I were looking around because we knew we had other face masks, eye mask thingies that you get from like a certain kind of hotel or airplanes sometimes, whatever. And we couldn't find any. And I was like, you know, it's going to be so stupid because I'm going to buy one from Amazon. And that's stupid because as soon as I order it, we'll find one. And so I'm looking and I'm like, oh, you know what? I gave you one in April 2021 or probably May for your birthday or for Mother's Day, both of which are in May. And Lauren's like, how do you know that? That's so specific. And I'm like, because I just searched for eye masks on Amazon. And it said, here's one that I last purchased. There was a slightly fancier one and I clearly got it for you. It was a 3D mask. Not that you can see in 3D while you're blacked out vision, but then it like comes up over your eyes so that it's not putting pressure on your eyeballs themselves. And as soon as I said that, one was like, oh yeah, you did give me that. Here it is. You can use it. Since it was still in the box, having never been used by Lauren, she gave me permission to use it. It's one of those things that's got like, I don't even know how to describe it, like the little twisty fastener thing where you can tighten it and loosen it. Those things are never my jam. I always really have to think about how to use them to make a thing be tighter or looser. But I did it, wore it, and it did block out the light. But when I woke up, my nose hurt so much. And now I have this big bruise, cut, injury thing on my nose. And it doesn't feel like it's that rough on your nose, but it's very distinctly right from where the mask was. So I'm going to try to make it even looser and experiment with that. But I'm probably going to have to take a couple days off because right now, if I put it on my face, I think I would cry because of how much that weird nose injury situation hurts. Separately from all that, I'm having tons of fun with all my games. My three games, the new one is live for everybody to play now. So if anybody who hasn't yet gotten to wants to try Buy a Vowel, that one's available and ready for everybody to play. And it's, I don't know, it's pretty good. People are seeming to like it. It's funny when you make a whole new game mechanic, you'll get lots of feedback. And I appreciate that. People are like, you could do this or you could have it this other way or whatever. And I appreciate all those feedbacks. And sometimes it's like, yeah, sorry, that's the rule. This is how the game's played. And other times people have really good ideas and I've been making tweaks. I think at first I really felt like it was important that all the words be 5 letters long. And today I decided, no, there's no need for all those words to be 5 letters long. So in a couple weeks, because I've made them several weeks out, in a couple weeks, their words are going to get longer than that one. So stay tuned. Anyway, thanks for all the kind words. I got a lot of kind words about the song, I Don't Know. Thanks for the people who enjoyed that one. For people who didn't enjoy that one, no thanks to you. I'm sorry. That's just the rules. This next song is the penultimate song from the album. So if you hate that I've been sharing these songs, good news. We're almost done. This song is called 73. It's about the speed I like to drive when I'm in a 65 mile per hour zone. Have a wonderful weekend.
I know the sign says 65, but that's at best a suggestion. I set the cruise on 73, there isn't any question. 73, that's the speed for me. 73. I know the sign says 65, but I honestly just don't care. I'm going the speed I'm going, that's when I'll get there. ASAP. I know the sign says 65, but I go 8 miles faster. If you're slower in the passing lane, that is just a disaster. 73, that's the speed for me. 73, I gotta get there ASAP. 73, that's the speed for me. 73, I gotta get there ASAP. Don't pull me over. Other cars are speeding a whole lot worse. Don't pull me over. Don't pull me over. I know the sign says 65, and I'm not typically a lawbreaker. Science says 65, but I can't get any later. 73, that's the speed for me. 73, I gotta get there ASAP. 73, that's the speed for me. 73. ASAP.
Lex.